It is May, the year of 2018. I have been attending the public schools of South Haven for 7 years now, and I have witnessed so many changes from the generations that have passed. But yet, most of the generations are not so different as you think. Throughout the years, the high schools have went through some changes, but the students that attend have remained the same, well, mostly. Because of the school's changes, students have been able to advance more with their learning and more likely to further their education after high school. I'm Olivia Davis, and I'm here to tell you about the generations of South Haven High School. So, we are going to be looking into the past, present, and future of South Haven High School. For my first interview, we're going to be taking a look to see what the future of South Haven High School has in store for us. So, let's get into our first interview. Good afternoon. I'm Olivia Davis, and I am here with Nicole Davis. How are you today?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So, from my understanding, you are in the eighth grade. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, that means you attend Baseline?
Yes, I do.
Have you attended any other school besides South Haven?
Yes, I've attended Lawton schools and Pullman schools.
And how can you compare those schools to South Haven schools?
I feel South Haven schools are a lot more beneficial to learners.
How so?
The teachers really do push you a lot more. And, like, they're not as easygoing, and they do actually care about you passing.
So you're saying that the teachers at Lawton and Pullman don't care about
their students? Well, I didn't really feel them actually trying to push.
Oh, they were just like, oh, I'm here for my job.
Yeah, they just kind of felt like they just were there because they had to be.
Okay. So, are you excited for high school?
Yes.
Do you plan on doing any extra activities such as sports clubs or extra stuff?
No, I don't think so at the moment.
You don't plan on being part of the drama department? You don't plan on playing softball or anything?
I might do drama, I'm not sure though. But no sports.
Well, what makes you want to do drama?
I don't know. It just really seems like a lot of fun. My sisters have done it. Olivia, you. I've just thought that you, since you had a blast, it's like, why not? Maybe I need some fun.
You do need some fun. All you do is sit at home and do nothing.
Yes.
You need to get out there. Well, the high school also does have extra, more sports to offer than it does at the middle school, such as like tennis and golf. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Is that in bowling?
Bowling, yes. My friend Lacey does bowling. You should do it. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Is that something you're interested in?
Maybe.
Maybe?
I like to bowl. I just really suck at it.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Are there... Let's get a little off topic. So, at Baseline, I know that schools have their cliques. So, what kind of cliques are at your school?
We don't really have cliques. There are groups of people that people just, like, understand more, so they hang out with more. But we do all get along together. Like, kind of all the football players hang out together.
That's a clique.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, sure. We don't really call
it that. Oh, but they'll also hang out with everyone else?
Yeah, we all hang out with each other. Like, we all get along. Kind of like a big family.
Well, that's good. Not a lot of classes have that. Yeah. So, have you seen the inside of the new school?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Bits and pieces? Are you excited to be part of the new high school? Because I know it's all fancy and stuff now.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Are you sad about going to high school because I won't be in there?
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for me getting held back, you know, we would have been together, but...
What grade did you get held back in?
Fourth.
What were the reasons for that?
Low test scores in my math classes.
Uh-huh.
And language arts was really low, too.
Really low, but they have improved. Is that correct?
Definitely. Mr. Cole was my sixth grade language arts teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And my test scores spiked on NWEA, and I was put into advanced language arts. And I feel like I really owe it to him to say thank you for my increase on test scores.
Well, you hear that, Mr. Cole, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
There's your shout out.
Yeah. Okay. Shout you out at 8th grade promotion.
8th grade promotion. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. Let me see here. Are there any specific classes at the high school that you're looking forward to taking?
Definitely advanced language arts and orchestra and family living.
Family living. Those are nice classes.
Thank you.
Well, you haven't taken them yet. Why are you thinking?
I know, but you like kind of compliment me.
How is it compliment?
Can you just stop? We have to restart now.
No, we don't. I'm sorry. Okay, let's just keep going. So, I believe that are all the questions I have for you. So, you can enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I am here with Nadia Davis. Hello, Nadia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, that's good. Can you please tell us what grade you are in?
I'm in 10th grade. I'm a sophomore.
Awesome, awesome. Tell me about some of your past high school experiences.
I don't have very many. I tried out for the volleyball team. I didn't go to the last tryout, so yeah. And I did a lot of volunteer last year in art. Did a lot of volunteer work. So I helped set up for the art show last year, Art Expo.
Uh-huh.
And I'm probably going to be helping again this year.
That's awesome. So you're involved with art?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite subject, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Okay, so tell me something you would like to do at the high school before you graduate.
I want to go to prom with my girls junior year and then go with my man senior year.
With your man? Okay. Is there any other activities you would like to do, such as a sport or a club that you'd like to do before you graduate?
I want to be on National Art Honor Society again next year.
Ooh.
And I want to try tennis.
You want to try tennis?
Yeah.
Sharon played tennis. My friend Allie plays tennis. She's really good at it.
Yeah, I want to try it because I need a sport, so I don't have to take gym.
Okay. So you've experienced some of the old school building because you guys came when it was under construction still. You've also got to witness the beautiful new structured high school. Can you tell me your intake of it?
Wasn't there more than one vending machine? Because I'm kind of disappointed that they moved it. The only vending machine we have now.
Oh, yeah. They had three. They had a water one, then they had one with the zero calorie pop, and then now they had like a snack vending machine with the ice waters.
Yeah, I'm just like kind of upset about it because, you know, I like food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I like to waste my money on the vending machine.
Yeah.
And they moved it all the way over by the gym and I have to walk all over their food.
Oh.
So that's, I don't like that.
Oh, but do you like the new doors, like in the office, you know how they can press a button and it'll automatically lock the doors? Do you feel like that's something that we invested well in for our safety?
No. Yeah, it's safe, but I mean, I always get stuck if it's annoying. I can't get out of the freaking office, and sometimes I can't get in.
Oh.
And I really like the cafeteria tonight.
Yes.
It's better than, you know, being in the ILC one, that was kept.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, so Nicole told me that she doesn't have cliques within her grade. That like all hang out together. Is that the same with yours, or does your grade have cliques?
There's cliques, but like we all hang out, if that makes sense. Like there's cliques, but we all hang out together.
Uh-huh.
Like in middle school, there was early in cliques. Like everyone was just like awkward and weird, and the boys were just getting tall, the voices were just getting deeper. So we all hung out with each other.
Uh-huh.
And now like there's like you'll see like the kids who play sports or like the cross country team, like, they all hang out pretty much. But like some people like mix and like hang out, but like there's also like, you know, those people who dress like that and dress like this.
Oh, okay. And so like the people that dress similar to one another hang out
more? Yeah, there's just like there are kind of like cliques like that.
Oh,
like, most of them are like sports related though, I feel.
Yeah, same with in my grade. What are some of the clubs that you are a part of, and are there any other clubs you would like to join?
I would like to be more involved in that club I'm actually in. I don't really do anything. But, I mean, I'm in art club, and I don't really always go, but I would like to go more. And because it's fun, but we don't really have that many people in art club anymore because everyone like kind of just stopped coming. So I would like to see more people join our club, and I would like to join. Well, I'd like to go to the GSA or whatever, the Gender Sexual Alliance.
Oh, the one that Andre just had, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that.
Yes.
I wanted to go to the first one, but I didn't because I didn't see we were having that until the day before. Yeah. But I'd like to go to that because I have a lot of friends that are in there, and I'd like to know how I could support them and stuff. That seems like a really good club.
Yeah.
And the other clubs I don't really know about, so.
Like the Be Nice Club. We've been to a multiple. There are some blues.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was like a club. I just thought that was like a school thing where like all the smart kids were on.
Smart kids?
Yeah, that's also a club.
Okay. How do you feel like the clubs impacted South Haven at the school? Like, I know that the Be Nice Club, for example, like, they've impacted the school for the better, but how do you think they impacted the community as well?
I think that the clubs, like, they help you make friends more, like, better.
They make more friends?
Yeah, like, you get to meet people you've never actually hung out with, and you get to know people you probably wanted to know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're able to, like, respect them more, and people feel more welcome. Yeah, that's good. Okay.
And I think some of the clubs are actually doing a really good job around the school, like the Be Nice Club and the Ram Nation News.
And the diversity.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job with what they're doing around the school.
I agree. Do you have any plans for after high school?
I think maybe I'll be an art teacher or just an artist. I'm bound to be poor, but yeah. I think I'm gonna go to Wayne State University or an art institution somewhere. I'll follow my path I'm already on.
Has there been a specific teacher that has impacted your decision on that throughout high school?
Miss Rostar, yeah. She hasn't really impacted my decision, but like she's made me want to be an art teacher, especially now that she told us she's retiring.
Yeah, like, you were upset about that, I heard.
Yes, it broke my heart. But I want other kids to learn like how I did when I was in art one and art two. I want other kids to learn the way Miss Rostar kind of teaches, so I want to be a teacher like she was. So
the way she taught is like beneficial for you.
Yeah, I like some of her teaching styles. So yeah, I want to teach kids art like how she did, because it was a great experience that I've actually learned a lot, so much more from her than I have any other teacher, and so she made me want to be an art teacher too.
Well, that's good. Is there any other comments or questions you have for me, possibly, about the high school or anything and how it impacts South Haven? Well, do you want any, like, advice on anything?
No, not really. I mean, I don't think there's anything you could give me advice on now, except maybe what do you think I should do for senior year to go well?
Senior year. Definitely plan your time ahead. Like, if you're given an assignment and you have 2 weeks to do it, don't do it last minute, because then you're going to have multiple other assignments to do, and then you're going to be like, oh my god, I'm stressed. Yes. Just have fun, because it is your last year, and you just want to spend time with your friends and stuff, and just focus on your school work. That's probably the best advice I can give you, considering I haven't graduated yet and I'm still kind of stressed. But okay, is that all?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Ask you who your favorite teacher is?
Yes.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Mr. Sawyer.
Mr. Sawyer is awesome.
Shout out to Mr. Sawyer.
Yes, shout out. Nicole shouted out Mr. Cole last session.
Oh. Mr. Sawyer, he said that all the freshmen are like, oh, he's scary. And never spread those rumors about Mr. Sawyer being scary or mean and all that stuff. That's such a lie, because he is the best teacher.
He is. He's really great.
He's the nicest. He knows it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for letting me interview you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
PD out.
Okay.
So as you can see, the future generation and the lower present generation of South Haven High School are pretty similar through the academics and cliques that represent them. So for my second episode, we will be taking a look at an upper present generation as well as a past generation of South Haven High School.